Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless, gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. Another great show for you guys today. We have Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise alum Maddie Pepin on the show. It's going to be great catching up with her. I'm excited to talk to her. Mike, what about you?
Definitely so. We got to put some respect on Maddie's name, man. She is an engaged woman. She got engaged on last season's Bachelor in Paradise to the homie Kenny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't wait to talk to her and see all the amazing things that she's up to now.
Absolutely. But you know how we do it, man. We got to get to our hot takes first off. All right, Mike. So a fan reached out to us and asked this question. I thought it was interesting. I thought I wanted to get your hot take on it as well as mine. So hypothetically, what celebrity do you think would make a good leading bachelor or bachelorette?
Oh, easy.
Easy. Okay, what's easy. Your answer?
And the reason I'm picking this individual because they have so much charisma, so much charm. They're extremely compassionate. They are, as well, from the business aspect, they will definitely bring eyeballs from the LGBTQ plus community and also everyone else and all other communities. They'll bring everyone together. So this person is someone that can unify us all. And they never had a woman like this before.
Okay.
I think that, and the music will be off the charts.
Like, you know, are they going to be singing on the show too?
They should have Lizzo as the bachelor.
Lizzo, okay.
Yes, because for multiple reasons, right? One, we haven't had a woman that has been like what, more than the size zero on the show. You know what I mean?
True.
So therefore, we could bring in a different aspect.
Has gone criticized in the past.
The show has gotten criticized
by a lot of people out there. Yeah. Yeah.
She also has a huge following in the LGBT community, right? So we don't know what could happen.
New fan base.
New fan base. So therefore, what does new fan base mean? More attention. Who going to be happy? You know, the people that own the show, right? Also, the music will be off the charts, bro. And then my biggest thing, Lizzo brings, like, from you get so much love from her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Lizzo's a hottie. I would love to see Lizzo on Bachelorette. Put her on the show. I think she's actually talked about it before. Yes, matter of fact, the homie Dustin Kendrick, there's a connection right there. That's all I'm going to say. There's a connection right there. So I completely forgot about that until just this
morning. What kind of connection are we talking about?
Let's just say Lizzo has seen the show before.
Okay. All right. Yes. I mean, for me, man, it's...
But word on the street, though, she might got a man. I don't know.
Well, that would be unfortunate because I think she would make great TV. Here's the thing. I think there's a certain type of celeb that needs to go on. I don't think it could be – Lizzo's high profile, bro. Like, she's big time. So I don't know if a high profile celeb would make sense for the show. Like, for example, Khloe Kardashian, she was asked last week once again. She's too high profile. Like, we already know what type of guy she likes. She likes the rapper, the athlete, or whatever the case may be. And no rappers or athletes are going to go on this show. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you need a more low profile, like still celeb status. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not talking like, oh, a D-lister or whatever the case may be. Like, somebody who's legit a celeb. What's that?
I got another one for you that's describing that.
Okay, a legit celeb, but it's like, she's chill. She's down to earth. Like when you see her out, you know, it's not all this hoopla and paparazzi and just it's too much. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, somebody
that maybe would be open to dating a regular guy and has dated regular people out in the world while being a celebrity at the same time.
You know, I don't like that, though, because how do we know who she has or hasn't dated that's a regular guy? Because if she's dating someone that's on her status or higher, there it's going to be easier for us to find out. If she's dating myself, for example, no one's going to know about that, you know?
Oh, they'll know about Big Mike Johnson.
Somebody else, you know? I think they want to know. But, yeah, somebody else.
I guess it's just someone who isn't in the tabloids. Like I said, is famous, legit celeb, but, you know, just, I don't know, like somebody – let me see. I actually pulled up a couple of names. Like somebody who actually talked to Rachel the other day. I know she's taken. This is a hypothetical situation. So all things being equal, they're single. Like somebody like an Amanda Siegfried. I don't know if that's how you say her name. Cute, beautiful, chill, like isn't – or compared to somebody like a Chloe or like, a, you know, a Jennifer Aniston. It's like woman was dating Brad Pitt. Like how are you going to compete with – like who are you going to put in there – to like even compare to that. So I don't know. I just think that it needs to be somebody more just chill. Cute. I don't know. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm making sense there.
No, but I understand what you mean. Someone that has that profile, but at the same time, you feel like their life is still quote unquote normal.
Yeah, because it's like if that person only dates celebrities in the real world, then it's like they're not going to want to date, you know, guys like you and me, you know what I'm saying, going on the show. Now, Okay. Granted, I'd love to convince them of it. You know what I'm saying? If I was single, but at the same time, it's like they have a type. That's what they usually go for. And none of those high profile athletes or rappers, whoever, you know, famous celebrities are going to want to risk going on and being one of 31 men and being amongst regular dudes or regular. You know what I'm saying? Like there's more to lose for them. There's more to lose for them. It's like Bachelor Nation on your ass. All the gossip, all the media attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot to lose when in reality, you could just hit that person up. You know what I'm saying? Like, through your PR. Yes. Like, it's just
so
it's
what
just
bachelor
easier
would
to
you
it.
Like? What bachelor would you like to see? Rapid fire.
Somebody like, I know he's come, like, people might say, oh, dude, that dude's super famous. But what's this skinny dude that was just like the new Spider-Man?
Isn't he with Zendaya?
No, not him. It was another – one of the three Spider-Men that – another guy, tall guy. Hold on. Let me
Andrew
see.
Garfield?
Maybe Andrew Garfield. Yeah. Okay. Somebody like him.
He like 19?
Is he 19?
I don't know. I'm just making fun.
I'm just throwing people out there, bro. I just looked up a bunch of people. But I don't know. Or somebody that
– whoa, you know, Andrew Garfield looks great for his age. Dude is 38 years old.
Okay, there you go. See – perfect example, 38 years old, ready, great age to settle down, more or less when I was there, right? Yeah. Good looking guy, famous, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think like a lot of women would find him really, really attractive, you know, cute and goofy in a way, but I don't know. I just think he would be somebody good.
Bro, completely off topic. How old are we? Tobey Maguire's 46 years old. Wasn't he just Spider-Man like a decade ago?
Vanessa Hudgens, a Dakota Fanning.
I got two for you right here. To be the Bachelor.
Leah Michelle.
Dakota Fanning, I would love for her to be Bachelor.
Okay.
Justin Sylvester.
Okay.
We just had him on the pod. I would love for him to
okay,
be
Bachelor.
Okay, listen.
That would be hilarious. Like, that would be must-see TV.
Hilarious.
Must-see
if
TV.
Justin was the Bachelor. Justin, I'm going to talk to the homies. I don't got much, you know. We'll see what I can do. I don't got much wiggle room, but I'm going to see what I can do. Justin, I want to be the Bachelor.
What do you think of Jennifer Lawrence? I mean, she's big time, though. Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, it's a difference between being big time and being like the Kardashians right now.
Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer would be must-see TV. I think she's hilarious.
She is. She is.
And I think that would be a great choice. And she's a huge Bachelor fan.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Amy Schumer. You know what? I want to have Amy Schumer on the pod.
Selena Gomez. I feel like even though... you know, she's big time and she dated Justin and the whole nine. I don't know.
See, I'm thinking about having her on the pod.
All right, Mike. So just an additional little question here. You know, we said who would be ideal as a bachelor or bachelorette. We named a couple people. But who would be your dream scenario bachelorette that would allow you or make you or you just would have to go back on the show just for this person? Who would that be? Who would be the woman? Because I'm already taken. I'm already spoken for. So this is for the single
Is there anybody that's like newly divorced or something? Like newly single, divorced?
You know what? I just so happened to come across somebody that was newly single. Actually, I saw her ex-husband on a boys trip, but it just made me think of her. Megan Good.
Bruh. Oh my God, my baby.
Ooh. Megan Good.
See my meat. Yes, what? I was 100% going to show in a heartbeat. Asombroso, excelente. Let's go right now. Megan Good, I'm trying
Mike,
to get it.
Mike wants that good, good.
I'm trying to get the good, good. Megan Good, come holler at your boy. Megan. I know how to spell your name right, everything. Most people probably going to misspell it. Megan, what's up? Baby, please. Like, Megan Good, I pinky promise you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I will call every producer I know. Hey, please, get me back on this show. 100%. I would not care about what any fan says. You know, at the end of the day, it's only her and I. Megan, yes. I would love if The Bachelorette and Megan Good decided to do a collab and she became The Bachelorette. I'm on there. Period.
There you go. It's out in the universe. Megan, if you're listening.
Yes.
Mike Fleiss, we're gonna set you up with
Call
Mike
up
Fleiss.
Mike. Call up Mike. What's up? I wonder if Jesse got some power up. Jesse, let's make this happen, man. You could be our host. But bro, I gotta ask you. I got a hot take right quick. So I was talking to some people the other day, having a conversation. You know, I'm overseas right now, traveling Central and South America, and this conversation popped up. This guy, he had a falling out with the woman that he loved. The falling out was, to me, in my opinion, very, very simple. The hot take is, I don't think, and do you want the hot take with my answer or should I just give it open-ended?
Whatever you want, bro. It's your world. We're just living in it.
It's your world. I'm just living in your world, Brian. So if your girlfriend, soon to be fiance and wife says, hey, I'm not going to take your last name. What are your thoughts?
Oof.
Hot take.
I guess my first question is why? Like, what would be the reason?
That's such an easy response. The answer is,
okay,
here it
question.
Is right here. You ready? Why even ask that dumbass question? Like, this is the world I live in. Why do I have to take your last name? Who made up these rules? If I'm your woman, I'm like, yo, if I decide to ask you that question, my response is going to be such a simple, why are you asking? Why is this an issue? You can't, I'm going to why you back.
Because I was raised a certain way. I have certain beliefs. I have certain expectations that, yes, I expect as the man, call me old fashioned, whatever the case may be, I expect the woman to take my last name.
Okay, so what about this? Hyphenated.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, you're okay with hyphenated.
I'm okay with that. I mean, look at my wife.
Yes.
Rachel is known as Rachel Lindsay, right?
Yes.
Her
claim
to fame, like, that was her in, right?
Correct.
Rachel Lindsay. That's her.
Correct.
That's her name. So
correct.
I don't mind Rachel Lindsay Abisola, which is that's what it is. Like, I don't mind it, right?
Okay.
But like, to completely eliminate Abisola from all existence, I don't know about that. I wouldn't be cool with that. That would be a little conflict right there.
So I mean, how deep would it go? Because this is not a question I feel like I'm the single guy, right? This isn't one of my top 25 questions that I would ask if I had a top 25 question. This would just be like, you know,
this isn't a fantasy suite question you would ask.
No, this is like the least of my worries, right? But it would be a question. It would definitely come up at some point if I intend to get married.
I personally would have an issue with it. That's just me. But I know a lot of people that would agree with me, especially coming from like Latin culture. I don't know. It's just a thing.
Especially coming from Colombia.
Colombia. There you go. Mike representing today. I mean, is baby willing to end it all just because of that? I mean, I guess that's where I'm going.
Wait.
It's like, wait.
Then she's
going
to ask, are you willing to end it all because of that?
Well, if you like, why don't you want to do it though? Like,
give me a valid
reason, because for me, it's like, that means a lot to me. Like, I want
to
pass along my
it?
Name to my wife. Like, I want that to be the family name or whatever, or at least part
of
it,
crest.
Right?
Yes.
The family
yes.
crest. There you go. The proper term. So that's very important to me when it comes to my values, my morals, and whatnot. And, you know, for you not to take it, that would really, really essentially insult me. I ain't gonna lie.
No, this is good. This is what the hot takes are for. This is what the hot takes are for. So for me, I feel like it's harder for you because you are Latino and you're in that community, and
yeah,
it's even stronger. I don't know the proper terminology, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Me as an African American, grew up in Texas. It's like custom that the man, keeps the last name and the woman takes his last name. But we're also living in a time to where we're shaking things up, right? In a good way, good way, mind you. And so if my wife or my fiance asked me that, I would be under the assumption that, you know, babe, we get married when you're Johnson now, right? But if she asked me that question, it would make me like, oh, shit, my bad. I'm just assuming over here. I didn't even think about that, you know?
Yeah.
I would perfectly be fine with the hyphenated name.
Time out. What if, let me flip this on you.
Okay.
What if she wanted you to take her last name?
That ain't happening,
bro. that has
Has.
I've seen that come up.
That's cool. Because I'm going to go back to, nah, baby, we can do the hyphenated joint. I'm not going to take your last name. Like, next question.
It's either my name or hyphenated. That's
like,
it.
We can do the 50-50. We can 100% go 50-50. You know, we can go half on a baby with a half name.
Gotcha.
But we will not. Mike Johnson comes off so easy. My homeboy name, Ramirez. Mike Ramirez? No. Like, what if my girl?
You are inducted as a Colombian now.
The Rainey, Mike Rainey, right? The last name, right? Or this chick I dated. Like, it just doesn't. No. It's Mike Johnson. But you know, our guest today.
Yeah.
Is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
You know, she is engaged. I would love to hear her thoughts on this.
Yeah. Definitely
Marty,
would love to ask her that.
Pepin, come to the stage. Let's talk it out.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hola,
buenas
Mari.
Buenas tardes, Mari.
Hello, buenas tardes.
Espero que todo bien.
Dilo. Todo está muy bien.
Oh, perfecto. Okay, I want to continue going, but this is an English podcast, so let's stop right there when I'm practicing my Spanish.
As you can tell, Mike's been practicing.
Yeah, you sound great. Maybe we should start a Spanish one. Start marketing.
Posible. Sí, en el futuro, sí. But we're so happy to see you here today. I haven't seen you or Kenny since Family Feud.
It's been a while. I've been good. Everything's great. Kind of hectic right now, but in a good way.
Hectic in a good way. Talk to us. What are we talking?
Hectic in a good way. So Kenny and I moved in together in March. So we've been living together.
Congrats.
It's only been like a month. Wow. Thank you. And I decided to compete in another pageant. So I've been busy getting ready for that. It's been a whirlwind.
Now, amazing. And where are you, before we get into all that, where are you calling us from today?
I'm in Chicago right now.
Okay, you're in Chicago.
Shot town. Right, okay.
Right. So have you been back and forth?
Is it starting to warm up now, finally, in Chicago?
A little bit. Today wasn't too bad. They're supposed to get up to like 75 this weekend, but it's still been pretty cold, so.
Yeah, no, it's enough for me to out.
All right, Mari, so we got to get into this. I mean, I've been seeing all your social content as far as the Miss World Puerto Rico 2022, and we are absolutely so pumped for you. I love seeing Latinas represent in this franchise, and just talk to us about the decision about competing in this pageant.
Yeah, so, you know, I have always wanted to represent Puerto Rico in a pageant and compete there. The reason I hadn't before is because I was in school in Maryland when I won Miss Maryland USA, and then I finally graduated. And then I was like, maybe I should just do it. But then I decided to do The Bachelor and then ended up on Paradise and got engaged. And I thought that my pageant career was over, to be honest. But then I decided to kind of do my research, figure out what my options were. I'm still within the age requirements. I'm not married yet, so I'm still eligible to compete. And because I was born in Puerto Rico and I'm from there, I am allowed to compete there. So I reached out to the pageant, who they actually reached out to me several years ago, right after I did Miss USA. And they were like, hey, come compete here. But I didn't pay any mind at the time. So I reached back out and I said, hey, what's going on for this year? Have you started yet? What are the dates, et cetera, et cetera? And they were like, yeah, we're actually starting like in a week.
Wow.
Yeah, quick turnaround. But I thought about it a lot. I talked to my mom, I talked to Kenny, and ultimately he was actually the person who made me say yes. So he's been very supportive.
Supportive, really fiance. Love to see that.
I mean, who wouldn't want their lady to be Miss World, you know, Miss World Puerto Rico? Yeah,
true.
it's a great love for Kenny. You know, he's in a great
place. Like, bring home that trophy, baby.
Yeah, man. Go ahead and do
that.
So, Marty, you just said something huge. You only had like a week to decide and start the process. Like, what does that process even entail to competing for Miss World Puerto Rico?
Yeah, so the Miss World system is different from a lot of other pageants because most pageants have, you know, their pageant is held within a week or 2 week time span. Miss World, we started, this was back in January when I reached out to them and asked, hey, what's going on? And they said, yeah, February 5th is our orientation when we're starting. And what they do is they have different events leading up until the final night. So the final pageant is not until June, actually. But what we're doing right now is a bunch of different seminars and workshops. We're doing tourism all around Puerto Rico, which has been great. And they do mini competitions. So what happens is there's a sports competition. There's a beauty with a purpose competition, which is your social project. There's a top model competition. And the winner of each competition gets an automatic placement in the semifinals on the final night. So we just had our sports competition, and I actually placed in the top five there. They're not going to announce who the actual winner is until the final night, but hopefully it's me.
Nice. What is a sports competition? Like, dive into that a bit.
Oh my gosh, it was intense. I have some videos up on my Instagram, but it was hardcore. We were outside in the heat in Puerto Rico, which it gets really hot out there. And we were basically on this dirt landscape, and they set up a bunch of obstacles. They set up like these wood panel walls for us to jump over. They set up like a tire course. They set up a mud pit that we had to crawl through. We had to go through this like dark labyrinth. We couldn't see where we were going. Yeah, it was some intense stuff. Tire flips. Yeah, box jumps.
Sounds
everything.
Like pageantry turned into boot camps.
What's harder, a bachelor group date or this sports competition?
You know what? Believe it or not, I'm going to say it was the Bachelor, because when I did that that wedding group date, it was hardcore.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you're killing that boat. So
thank you.
Let us see it happen. I'm really curious. Thank you for telling us that, because I don't know how the process goes for Miss World Puerto Rico. If I can, and if you are able to elaborate, I don't know if you are. If not, that's cool. You mentioned the social aspect to it. I know that's big into the in a pageantry world. What is that, if I can ask?
Yeah, absolutely. So pageants in general are known for, of course, having beautiful women who can compete and speak well. But another major aspect is the social aspect. If you're going to be a pageant title holder, a queen, as they call us, you have to be able to get out there in your community, be active. And the whole point is to make a difference. What is the point of a pageant queen? It's to be a role model, someone that people can look up to, and to try to drive change in the community. So Miss World actually takes that a step further, because they have their whole program called Beauty with a Purpose. That is their logo, that is their slogan, that is their motto, that is what they live and breathe as an organization. So what each contestant is tasked to do is to take on a Beauty with a Purpose project, something meaningful to them that drives change in their community.
And what's your project in specific?
Yeah, so my project is all about helping those who are less fortunate, specifically the homeless population in Puerto Rico. About 30% of the population in Puerto Rico experiences poverty and food insecurity. So my project is focusing on helping to provide resources to those who are most in need.
Brian.
I feel she's watching, like, I know, I'm like watching Mark. I'm like, yo, these are like perfect pageant answers. Holy cow.
I'm like, yo, she, ready, are we asking girl, questions ready. Or is she just,
oh, thanks. Just,
she's on it. I love that. I just love listening to you. It was like, wow.
Thank you.
I'm with ours.
I'm like filling out my judging card, like, oh, 10 out of 10. That was a perfect 10. Answer.
I know, right? Like, yeah, she gets it. Make sure you don't do no Steve Harvey stuff.
Oh, no. No, gotta get it right.
He won't be hosting. No.
Yeah, he won't be hosting whatsoever.
No.
I like that you said that, you know, beauty with a passion, beauty with a purpose, my apologies. There's also this stigma that comes within the pageantry world. You know, I've heard about it multiple different occasions, people telling me different things. What is your take on that? What did you want people to know about pageantry?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still true today that there is a huge stigma about pageantry in general. People think like it's just about physical beauty. It's just a bunch of girls walking around in swimsuits. And yeah, those are aspects of the competition, but it's not that we're doing it based on that physical aspect. We're doing it because we're passionate, we're driven, we're hardworking. This is hard work. Amount of work and energy and time that I've had to put in over the last couple of months, and we're not even at the final pageant yet. It's a lot. But you have to be really disciplined for this. And it takes a lot more than just a pretty face to win and to be an effective title holder, because, you know, you can win a pageant being pretty. But what does it mean if you're just a pretty face? You've got to put in work. You've got to be involved in your community. You've got to do something, you know? And there's also that stigma that pageant girls aren't very smart, because what goes viral is all of the videos of the women who mess up their answers. Yeah. That is hard. You're in front of a huge live audience. That's tons of pressure. It's difficult in and of itself, but of course we only see the mess ups. We don't see all of the brilliant, well thought out answers that women give on a daily basis in all the different pageants that go on in the world. So it's not just about being a pretty face. You've got to be smart. You've got to be intelligent, educated. You've got to want to do something. And you've got to show that to people.
And I want to ask you about Kenny. Like how, obviously you're going through all this. It's a very stressful situation, like you just mentioned. Like how, can you describe how he's being supportive with you? Like, are there little moments where he's giving you advice or he's, you know, complimenting you on certain things? Like, what does he do to support you?
Yeah, no, he's been great. He's actually sitting over there right now.
What's up, Kenny?
What's up, Kimbra? How you living?
He's Ken got his headphones in. No, but he's been great. He's been really supportive. I mean, especially with, I mean, I'm flying back and forth so much. He takes me to the airport and picks me up, even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, three o'clock in the morning.
That's amazing.
And I'm flying almost every other week. So it's been very tough. He watches Monster while I'm away. So he's been a great dog dad. And those moments when I do stress out, I'll say, oh my goodness, this is happening. I have a day to finish this project for the pageant, stuff like that. He's really good in those moments and helping me to calm down and to really think about it. And okay, this is what we need to do. It's okay. Don't worry about it. So
that's what's up. Ken Dahl, shout out to you, homie. Well, definitely talk to you. So talking about Kenny, Annie, you're in Chicago right now. We know that you two just moved in. You said it's been a month now. Mm-hmm. And you guys are planning your wedding, I heard.
Yeah.
So do y'all have a date? Do y'all have a venue set?
Not yet. So we were on this amazing trip that was all about getting into that process of wedding planning and getting ideas. And oh my gosh, I have so many ideas now. I thought I already had a ton of ideas because I have a whole Pinterest board, you know, dedicated to this. But now I'm like, I want that color. I want this cake, but I want that cake too. It's a mess. We don't
so
have a date yet.
So is Kenny just sitting back?
Pretty much. Yeah. He's been very much like,
just as he is right now.
I will show up. Yeah.
I'll wear my tux. I'll be there. So how would you describe, like, talk to us about this vision. Give us a little bit more detail. Like, are we talking a huge, lavish wedding, destination wedding? Like, what are we looking at here?
Yes. So we agreed that we're going to do it in Puerto Rico. Definitely. I have a lot of extended family there. My grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody. So we're all going to meet up there in Puerto Rico. I've narrowed it down to, I think, 4 venues now. We haven't gone to see them all in person just yet, but I've seen the pictures online and I really want to do something outdoors for the ceremony and then something indoors for the party. And I know that I want tropical theme, like tropical flowers, nice and colorful. So that's where we're at so far.
All right. Okay. Well, look, I don't know if you've already made the list, but like I'm working on my Spanish right now. You know what I mean? Like if
you're
got
doing
a
great.
Friend, like, tell them about your boy, you know? Tell
Mike
them about
would
your
love
boy.
To, Mike would love to meet
I'll put on a different jersey
Puerto
right
Rican
quick.
Princess out there if possible.
Hey, listen, I'm competing with 29 other amazing, talented, beautiful Puerto Rican women, so I got
say
you.
Less. Mike, say less.
I'm not responding to that one. You did just say that Kenny is a wonderful dog dad to Monster, though. So,
yes.
I mean,
yeah.
We'll be talking in the future. You know, is it going to be something this year, next year, soon, between you and Kenny?
So, well, it depends on the pageant. And that's actually the reason we don't have a date yet, is because if I win, I cannot be married with the title. So we'll have to wait until my year as the title holder is up. If I don't win, we could get married literally the next day. So that's what we're waiting on to see. Fingers crossed that I win. But if not, then, you know, we get to get married sooner, which is great. And in terms of kids, I think I'd want to enjoy just being married for a little bit first. And then maybe in the next year to 2 years, we'll start talking about that.
Mari, I mean, more importantly than kids, I mean, I think the $1 million question is, will his boy band be performing at the wedding? That's what everyone wants to know.
The boy band probably will definitely be there.
Okay. Just checking.
Brian, and Mari, I don't know if I remember telling you this, but it was after Family Feud. We can't say who won, but Mari, right. Kenny, and I were on the same team, and we were interviewed afterwards. Bro, Mari's responses are so well thought out. You could tell that she's a pageant queen.
Yes.
I'm listening to her, I'm like, she's great at her responses
thank you.
And everything that you say.
Thank you. Hey,
we
listen,
are talking
I'm trying
to Miss World Puerto Rico.
Hopefully.
Put it out hopefully. In the universe, Mike. Put it out there.
Speak things into existence for you.
Yes.
So, Mari, what? Mm-hmm. Talk about your man. What are you most excited about getting married to Kenny? Like, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like we're already married. Like, I don't think that it will feel any different just having the rings and the title, you know, because we're so intertwined in each other's lives now, and we just work really well. It's really easy in our relationship. And I don't know, it feels good, you know? It's like we wake up, we have our routine, you know, you do this, I do that, and we come together and then we watch Netflix and we take the dog out, you know, we cook together. It just feels really easy and natural. So I'm looking forward to continuing that. You know, obviously marriage is a challenge. I'm sure Brian could tell me a little more about that.
It is.
I know it's not easy, but I think it makes it a little easier when you're with someone who makes it feel good and makes it feel right.
And
how do you? How have you guys blended, obviously moving in together first month? Like, have you noticed anything new or, you know, any pet peeves, any, you know, things that annoy you so far? Or has it been kind of like smooth sailing, like you're saying?
Yeah, it's for the most part, it has been, honestly. I think the top two things, though, he leaves the toilet seat up.
Oh, Kenny.
You got to get that one, you know.
I cut him some slack. He's 40 years old. He hasn't been with anybody seriously. So, I mean, we'll work on it, but that's one. Actually I have three. Second thing is, so we got rid of all of his pots and pans because they were no good. They were like old and the nonstick wasn't non-sticking anymore. You know, it was bad. And my pots and pans are really nice and kind of expensive and really good nonstick stuff. He's not used to that. So he will use metal utensils on them.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm like,
no, don't do that.
You can't see you guys now.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't do that one, homie. My stepmom will kick my ass if I mess up her stuff. So I understand that.
Yeah. So that's the other. And then the third one is he has a habit of buying like the thinner varieties of tissue paper and toilet paper and paper towels. And I can't stand it.
She needs that. She needs that extra thickness.
I need that triple ply.
Yeah, there you go.
Kenny, my homie for that one. Hey, I'm buying whatever looked the cheapest. That's what it is. If it looked the cheapest, that's where I'm at. So if that's the only three things, I think you guys are just
that's
fine.
Not bad. That's not bad at all.
That's not bad. I am loving watching y'all's TikToks.
Oh,
so that we're doing great in that department. These dances that y'all got going,
and I'm trying to get him to do more.
How did you get him to do the first ones anyway?
You know what? I kind of tricked him because I know how TikTok works, and I know how quickly you can get the views and the comments on there, right? So what I did was I asked him, "How many views do I need for you to jump into TikTok with me. And he said some low number, like 1,000. And I was like, shh, you just lost. Done. So I posted it. Yeah. And it got the views. And that's how it happened. We couldn't let down the fans. So
you can't let down the fans. Talking about TikTok, I saw this TikTok to where this girl, she was 26, I believe. And are you 26?
I just turned 26. Yeah.
Just turned 26. Feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And she's dating a 40-year-old guy. And so I thought about you and Kenny. And she was like, girls, I'm going to tell y'all the real flex. Get you an older man. They go to bed at like 10 o'clock. You know, they're not trying to date nobody else, because if it don't work out with you, they're done dating. You know, Like, they're just in it for the win. They're in it to, you know, be a great individual to you. They know how to have fun without alcohol all the time. But we know Kenny is definitely super fun without alcohol. And so I just want to give y'all that ode right there. I saw that TikTok.
Thank you.
I saved it for me personally, because, you know, I'm getting up there in age now. Oh, I saved it for me for manifestation. But I thought about y'all and I saw it.
Oh, no, it's so true. And it's great because, I mean, I just turned 26, but people think of people my age and they're like, oh, you go out all the time. You want to drink all the time. And I'm like, I want to go to bed. I want to be asleep by 10 o'clock because I got to get up early and go to the gym tomorrow. Like, I got work. I got this and that going on. I'm not staying out and partying. The reason, see, I drive myself everywhere so I can leave whenever I want. Like, y'all still party until 2 a.m. and I'm leaving at 10.
Speak to me. That is exactly the reason I drive.
So, Body, just from a woman's perspective, what are the advantages for, you know, other women out there who are maybe considering dating, getting engaged to or marrying an older man? What are the advantages of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's strange because I've always been attracted to older men, not necessarily this much older, but I've always since like high school have liked men who were, I don't know, 5-6 years older than me. And I think it, for the most part, because it's not all men, obviously, comes with a sense of maturity. You know, they've already had their life experiences. They've already had their partying with the boys, going out every night phase. You know, they, for the most part, have their career steady. They know what they want. And that just kind of vibes with what I want in life.
So would you say that opposites attract? Because on paper, you guys are complete opposites on that regard.
Yeah. I think in this situation, it is an opposites attract situation, because obviously there's an age gap. We have different kinds of interests in music and like TV and things like that. But it's cool because we get to show each other those things and kind of enjoy and figure out what we like together. So
now I got to ask, what's your top 2-3 artists that you're playing right now? What's Kenny's top 2-3 favorite artists?
Ooh, okay. So, wow, it's going to be so different. I love Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, and Tory Lanez.
Okay. Nice, nice.
And Kenny's listening to, I don't know, Rolling Stones and Kings of Leon, you know, stuff like that.
A little more old school with Kenny.
Kings of Leon had a nice run.
You just mentioned something. I love that you guys are, you know, like Mike said, opposites attract. Like, what have you guys shared from like each other's culture that, you know, has been pleasantly surprising to the opposite, to the other person?
Yeah, it's been nice for me because I'm used to, you know, my Puerto Rican traditions. You know, Christmas is huge for us, Three Kings Day, all that stuff. But I spent those days with his family here. So they're Italian, and I got to listen to, oh, I forget the name, but they have this cute tradition. It's a song that they play over the holidays, especially for little kids. And just being able to see how they spend their holidays together and what they do differently has been really cool.
That's awesome. Knowing you and here on Talking It Out, we'd like to dive a little bit deeper. And then what you just said about Kenny and Christmas time and the holidays, which is so awesome, leads right into this. You were born in Puerto Rico, but you lived in Germany and also in Maryland. How do you feel like your upbringing has shaped you to just experience different cultures?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm really fortunate because being born in Puerto Rico, then we went to Germany and traveled Europe, and then we lived in Hawaii and then moved to Maryland. And I've been kind of all over the place, and it's been amazing because that's how you learn, right? That's how you open yourself up to different experiences and different cultures and different languages and just how different people's lives are from different parts of the world. And you know, on this trip, going back to this trip that we were on for the wedding planning stuff, one of the people there mentioned that she loves destination weddings specifically, and she loves traveling so much because the kindest, most open-minded people are those that travel and experience different parts of the world. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think that's the only way that you really get to see life from different perspectives, which is super important to be able to understand people.
Palabra.
Destination wedding is where it's at. Telling you, Puerto Rico, bring all the family together.
Yes.
You're gonna have an amazing time. You spoke about Germany. So what year did you move to Germany and how did you deal with the language barrier?
Yeah, so I was super young. I was 3 years old, I think. Okay. We lived there from 3 to 4 years old. I mean, but I have my very first memories of my entire life are in Germany. So I do remember a little bit. Language wasn't really an issue. We were a part of a military base, so everyone there spoke English. I remember my little preschool that I went to. My brother was born in Germany, actually, while we were there. So That is like the most memorable thing I have from there.
That's pretty cool. What was your... I don't know, you said you have so many memories. What is your coolest European memory that you have?
I have a very vivid memory of, we were in Paris at the Eiffel Tower, and I remember there's Stunt this mode. Park. Huh? Oh, no. There's this park that's like right below the Eiffel Tower, and there's bushes, and it's called the Bird Park, bird something. And there's just birds flocking everywhere. And they will come up to you and like sit on you and perch on you and like eat food off of you. And people are selling like little bags of food. And they're these tiny, cute little birds. That's the most vivid memory I have of Europe.
Do they poop on you? I got to ask, because that just sounds like a disaster. That sounds like a disaster. That sounds like a disaster.
She said this sweet story. Do they poop on you? Like,
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, oh my God, there's so many birds and so much food.
I'm sure it's happened to people. I don't think it happened to me. Not that I can remember, but I'm sure that's a thing.
That'd be traumatizing as a little kid.
Brian, I will say, talking about that though, birds shitting on you. I remember when I lived in Germany, my babysitter got shattered on by a bird. So it gets happened to people.
Oh no. Rachel is actually petrified of birds. I don't know if you know that. She like runs away. Like, she does not like any birds flying around her. Aww. No.
Wait, what if it's like a parrot like sitting on its little...
Nope.
No birds.
Pigeons, parrots, nothing. Nothing with those wings. No. Well,
something must have happened in her childhood or something.
Possibly, yeah.
Is that possible? Well, Mari, you are doing so much in life. And I know that you were the first to graduate college in your family. So one, congratulations to that.
Thank you.
What did that mean for you, your parents, your family, your brother?
It meant a lot. I mean, I'm actually to this day the only person in my immediate family with a bachelor's degree still. So it's super important. It was a goal that I really, really wanted to complete for myself. And it wasn't easy. My mom and brother actually moved away from Maryland. They moved to Florida while I was in the middle of my degree. And I decided to stay in Maryland to finish school. And it was hard to not have anyone there. They were the only family that I had nearby. My dad was stationed in Texas at the time. So I felt alone sometimes. But, you know, it was just all the more motivation to keep going and to really strive to reach that degree, because I knew that it meant so much, not just for myself, but for my parents especially, to see that happen.
Mari, speaking of your parents, would you consider them strict growing up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. So my parents divorced when I was 8 or 9, and I lived with my mom, who was very, very strict, very protective. Yeah.
So letting their baby, you know, seeing their baby go on to The Bachelor and then be engaged on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, what did they think about reality TV and you going on these shows?
Yeah. My mom was super excited. She was like, yeah, go for it. You know, what do you got to lose? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Go have fun. You know, now we have a little bit more of a relaxed relationship. It's not very strict anymore, thankfully. And my dad was the more apprehensive one. He was like, oh, I don't know. Like, are you sure? And then once I ended up telling him that I was engaged, I remember I FaceTimed him. And he started crying because I'm his little baby still, you know. And yeah, he was very emotional, but happy.
That's amazing. So I'm assuming he approves of Kenny?
He does. He loves Kenny. It's funny because they're only 7 years apart in age, but they get along really well.
I'm good.
Last time we spoke, didn't he go to the bar or the location where he was at and they hung out?
Yeah. So they've hung out by themselves without me a couple of times.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's when you know
it's very good sign. That's a very good sign.
That's a super good sign. I got to ask, I want to go back to this. I got to ask you because you are, you know, speaking into existence. You're our sister. You are a contender for Miss World, Puerto Rico. And you had mentioned, you know, you got like 29 other ladies, right? So I got to go back to it right quick. How is y'all's, but on the serious tip, how is y'all's relationship when it comes to just being friends and being vulnerable and talking to one another and just truly getting to know each of the girls on a deeper level outside of, hey, you're my competition, but also somebody I'm going to be friendly with.
Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic, right? Because you are in a competition, you're competing against each other. And at the end of the day, there will only be one winner. There's one crown, you know? So you keep that in the back of your mind, but at the same time, you need to enjoy the experience and be able to take a breath because, like I said, there's only one winner. So if you're going to get anything out of it, let it be the friendships, let it be the memories, let it be the good times in case you don't win, you know? And it's great because they also set up a lot of activities for us where we get to work in teams and in pairs. We switch off roommates for all the different events that we have. So it's been good in that sense that we get to spend time with each of the girls individually and get to know each other.
I see why your mom not strict. You're like, so awesome.
Oh, I mean,
you're just extremely mature.
Thank you.
I feel like my girl's got it. Like, she don't need
Yeah, like that's how your mom talks. Like, she's like, nah, Mari, she good.
Yeah.
She good. You know, she got it. She's extremely responsible. You're doing great things in life. You are a role model
or
without a title. So I think that's awesome. What does your mom say, you know, about, because at first it was like, we're in COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing else to do right now. Go ahead and go on The Bachelor.
Right.
Then you come home with a ring on your finger. She's like, hold up. I didn't say do all that now, baby. Like, what was that conversation?
I mean, she's into all of the spoilers and stuff, right? She reads the columns and she follows all the Instagram pages and all that stuff. So the first phone call I made to her when we were finished filming, she was like, I read this. Were you part of this little love triangle that I read about?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not confirm or deny at the time. But yeah, it was about me.
Just got to watch a show, Mom.
Exactly. And well, that's the only reason that I told her I was engaged was because I knew that it was probably going to come out and she was going to see it on Instagram. And I would have rather heard it from me first. But no, she was excited though. She was happy. She was like, as long as you're happy and that's what you really want, then, you know, do you. So
that's good. Yeah. I wonder how I would feel as a brother. Like, how does your brother feel about that?
Well, so my brother at the time was actually in school. He's in the Army as well. He's stationed in Georgia and he was going through Ranger school. So he had no access to phones, no access to internet, no nothing. So he was in the dark actually for quite a while after filming ended and everything was out. And I think he was just kind of like, oh, okay, sure. He was like, whatever.
Take care of her, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just make sure she's good. No, do your thing, bro. So
I want to know, one quick thing. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico has amazing food.
Yes.
What has Kenny gotten from, like, what is his favorite Puerto Rican dish?
So normally all he eats is rice and chicken anyway. So that's great because that's pretty much all we eat in Puerto Rico.
Add some beans.
Rice and beans and chicken and some plantains. But he's tried it all. He's tried mofongo. He's tried pernil. He's tried arroz con gandules. He's tried colitos. Yeah. So he's no complaints there.
he's happily fed.
Yes.
Nah, definitely. So I saw, right, Kenny is, I don't know who's more strict, Brian, you or Kenny, because Kenny don't play.
Listen, I told Kenny, I think in a comment, we got to represent for the 40 and over club over here, okay? Gotta compete against these young bucks.
Pinky promise you, I strive to be like y'all. I tell my therapist, I want to be like Kenny and Brian.
Oh.
Like, y'all are doing it.
No, you're all definitely doing it.
You'll get there.
So, Marty,
yes.
We got Bachelor in Paradise coming up. You know, you met your boo thing off of Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. Who are you or who are y'all most like looking forward to seeing on the beaches?
Yeah.
And then do you have any advice for them?
Yeah. So, you know, I think Serene will be a very popular person in Paradise this season. She's gorgeous. She's stunning. She's got a lot going for her, as do obviously all of the women. But I feel like watching Serene is going to be a lot of fun. And my advice would be, take a breath. Just take a breath. Things will work out how they're supposed to. There may be some ups and downs, as I experienced and Kenny experienced. But at the end of the day, everything will resolve the way that it's supposed to. So just take a breath. In the moment, you can get heated and get mad and get upset and maybe say or do things that you shouldn't have done.
Throw cake in the fire.
It happens.
But hey, at the end of the day, those are the moments that people remember. So there's that too.
There you go. I love that. Amazing. So we got to know, like, who's your pick for Serene?
I'm a big Rodney fan.
You got to
say
something. I don't want to hear it. You said Rodney?
Rodney. I'm a big Rodney fan. Okay. He's a sweetheart. He's a really cool guy. We've spent a couple of hours with him filming when we did Family Feud, and then we spent time with him actually also here. So it's been nice getting to know him. I think he's got a great personality, and I think he'll do well there too.
Why am I so happy? Man? I just love. I'm over here cheesing.
Like, Rodney is a wanted man.
Yeah. Rodney, I have a feeling he's going to be very popular too.
Rodney will be. We just spoke the other day. I don't want to speak on our personal stuff, but I can say that Rodney, off camera and on the camera, is a genuine guy.
Yeah.
Like the dude genuinely wants love. He's like, Mike, what should I do? I said, I don't know. I'm still single, bro. Like, the dude is. He's an amazing guy. So, Serene, Rodney, I mean, let's make something happen.
Yeah,
so,
hey,
put it out there, Mike. Put it out there, Mari.
for them.
Yeah, for
so,
them.
So, Mari, I don't know if you know, but y'all was on here before.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little something called Dropping the Gems.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you have a lot of gems to drop. So what do you got for us today?
My gem is a phrase that I live by. I have it tattooed on my side because that's how important it is to me. It's short, sweet, simple. Que será, será. What's meant to be will be. I actually got that tattooed on me while I was in Maryland by myself in college trying to finish my degree because there were times where I just thought to myself, like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. Maybe I should just move to Florida with my mom and start over there. But I got that tattooed on me because it was my drive during that time, and I ended up finishing. So
all right. So you would say that's what got you through that time, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. I do got to ask this last question. I'll be seeing your IG. You be popping on there, right?
Yeah, thanks.
And you make me hungry every time I watch your IG.
Right? Those videos are fire.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, man, I'm hungry right now. I know I just ate 5 minutes ago. I'm going to eat again. So is there, because a lot of people, you know, once you get post-show, we have an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's things to do. You know, we have these more doors are open to us. A little bit of nepotism,
right?
If we still put in the hard work,
yeah.
If we put in the hard work,
right?
Would you say that you would like to be what, like, as in an influencer aspect?
Oh, yeah.
In an influencer aspect, what route would you go down? Would you say?
Yeah, I mean, do you mean like what niche? Is that what you're asking?
What niche?
Yeah. I mean, I love the beauty stuff, hair, makeup, skincare, especially love. But I also love the cooking stuff. Obviously, I enjoy my little cooking show, is what I call it, on my Instagram.
Maddie's Kitchen, right there. Trademark it.
Hey,
that's it.
Like that.
Got it.
Hey, get the domain name right now.
But I love to cook. I love to share, especially my culture, through the recipes that I post. That's really important to me. For people to expand and to learn new things and try new things. That's what I love to do. And hopefully that's what I inspire other people to do through those cooking videos.
You're doing it. And you're so well spoken.
Thank you.
Mike, I mean, she ain't lying, right? I mean, Latin food.
It's the best.
You're in Colombia right now. You're enjoying yourself. Am I wrong or what?
No, I'm great right now. I'm doing beautiful right now. I was in Puerto Rico last year as well. So
yeah.
It is true. And I love the mofongo, so I'm glad that you tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely glad that you tried it. So is there any last words? The floor is yours.
Ooh, no pressure.
No pressure. You know, it's just like the same exact stage as, you know, Miss World, Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Well,
let's say, where would you like to see yourself in 5 years? Let's end up with that.
Okay.
What's life looking like?
So 5 years from now, I will have one Miss Mundo Puerto Rico. Maybe yes. Miss Mundo. And I will be married, and Kenny and I will have a little one and like 5 more dogs.
Side-eyeing you over there.
She's like, I hope he still got his headphones on.
He does.
Amazing.
Great. Well, you know, here we're all about manifestation. So I 100% see it happening for you.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, yes. I'm so excited. It's a journey.
Yeah, we're excited for you. We wish you and Kenny nothing but the best and much love and happiness and lots of babies in the future.
Thank you.
Lots of dogs too.
Yes.
Dogs too.
All right, Marty. Have
take
a
care.
Bye.
Marty is like, Literally, 26. She is so well spoken. She's the most well spoken we've ever spoken to, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. She's been training, right? She's been like in pageants for years. I mean, she's got a great head on her shoulders. She knows what she wants. She has her man. I mean, she's living life, right? I mean, her, really her quote, que sera, sera.
Yes.
For the gringos out there, que sera, que sera.
hey, I'm still working on mine.
Que sera, sera. I mean, it is, you know, whatever happens, happens. Like, I love that attitude. Like, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, she puts that type of energy and vibe out there. And look at all the amazing things that have happened for her. I love it.
I do as well. And she seems like, you know, she lives life in the moment as well. Like, you know, if something's not for her, she doesn't dwell on it too long, I would feel like.
Yeah.
She's very in tune to who she is and the beauty that surrounds her. And then when the storms do come, I feel like she'll be able to get right through it.
Yeah. And I think it was great advice. I mean, for the people that go on Paradise, it's like in the moment, you may think this is the worst thing or biggest thing that could possibly happen to you. And, you know, you might overreact, but her advice, take a breath, just let it play out. You know what I'm saying? Things will work out the way they were supposed to. And look what happened to her. I mean, she was involved in that whole, was it love? It was like a triangle. It was like a rectangle. It was a lot.
It's like you always tell everybody, the only thing that we will remember is the love and the happiness.
There you go.
She made it through the storm. It's all good. I don't even remember the storm, to be honest. I just know that I like them together.
Yes, I love them together. They're great. And, you know, I love her gem. And I want to hear your gem, Mike. Like, what do you got for the audience today?
You know, I never, and you already know this, I never, like, prepare one because I want it to just come from the authenticity of the conversation, let it flow. Kind of in line with what Mari said, or how we feel about Mari. I've started to FaceTime my grandma while she's in class. This is her last year, probably, as a teacher. And it brings me so much joy, and it brings her so much joy to just have that connection. So I would just simply say to make sure that you give time and remember that time is more important than money on any way of the spectrum that you look at it. So what we care about is your time, and we're thankful that we get to have time with each and everybody.
100%, man. I mean, that makes me think of so many things. I mean, with Rachel and I went away for the weekend, and it's like now instead of like monetary things, right? Mm-hmm. I want to give her experiences and just spend time together, like you said. I mean, it's way more valuable, right?
And way more valuable.
Talking about your grandmother and her being a teacher, I mean, how many minds, you know, young minds she's influenced over the years. I mean, my gem, it's, you know, it's an oldie but a goodie. Mahatma Gandhi, be the change that you wish to see in the world. Same thing goes to Mari. I mean, her doing everything she's doing with the Puerto Rican community, you know, helping people that are less fortunate. Your grandmother, you know, teaching, you know, young minds and shaping the future. I mean, I think that's everything, you know, giving back to your community, even if, you know, even if it's local, you know, it is what it is. And that's still something, and you're still contributing to the betterment of society. So I love to see that.
Local or global. I mean, you're still contributing to the better society. I'm in this, talking about what you said right quick, and then we'll close it out. I'm in this mastermind right now, right? And one of the things that they have us do is to write down in explicit detail so that you can visualize it, so that you can, you know, fully manifest it, right? And so that you can see it, is to write down why. And for me, it was to be able to have the freedom so that I can choose to do with my time the way I see fit for my time. And what I want to do with my time is to give back, right? And so that therefore I can become like a tangible mentor to somebody else as well. So I love what you just said right there. It doesn't matter if you're on a global scale or you just have nobody looking at you, that you feel, because somebody is looking at you. And so therefore, I like how you put it, man. So
all it takes is one person, man.
It does.
Right? Even if it's your mentee, I mean, you're shaping his mind and their mind. Oh, Lord, just we ain't talking about TJ.
Shout out to you, homie. Love you, bro.
All right, everybody. We just want to thank you guys, you know, just for all your support and love that you've shown us, this past year and a half? I mean, damn, this is flying by, bro. It's crazy.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and especially for tuning into today's episode. We love y'all, and we thank you.
Along with that, I love you too. The whole family does. This is a team effort. We love to hear your opinions, your stories, your insight. The hot take that you guys had today was awesome. So please don't forget to like, comment, follow, message us on social at Talking Out B as in Bachelor in This Nation on IG. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Listen to the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And baby, don't DM me no more until you hit the subscribe. Love y'all.